Hey, moms, welcome to episode 20. Today I have Nancy Graby. She is a Christian counselor and therapist, and she is going to be talking with us today about how to build independence in your children. You're going to love this one. Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock, and be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Hello, welcome to the Front Parking Spot podcast. We are in episode 20, and today I have Nancy Graby, and she is going to be talking about how to build independence in your children. Meet today's guest, Nancy Graby. She is a seasoned Christian counselor, dedicated mom, and the passionate founder of Foundational Family. With a rich background in therapy and extensive experience with the Georgia Department of Education, Nancy excels at helping parents build the foundations their children need to thrive. She loves telling stories and sharing real experiences that resonate and inspire. She's been married for 42 years, and she has raised two amazing sons and continues to guide families with her heartfelt wisdom. Nancy is generously offering listeners a free 20 to 30 minute consultation. And I will have all of her information at the end of my show notes to book some personal time with her. Get to know Nancy Graby. I am so excited to introduce. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you so much. I'm pretty excited. I hope that what we have is going to be exciting and inspiring to the moms.
You know, I remember when we first met and we had lunch together, Nancy. You were so inspiring to me as we sat there at the salad place for our 30 minutes. I'm like, you have to be on my podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Share with us how you would recommend and how to build independence in our children. Can't wait to hear.
You know, I love playing outside with my kids. And one of the things that we've always loved are glow sticks. And the glow stick is such a great example of how we should be raising our kids. Because if we take our glow stick and we wrap it up in bubble wrap and we keep it straight and flat, it's no fun. It never glows. Nobody's super interested in it. Doesn't cause anybody to look at it. And that's kind of what we are doing currently with our children. So many moms, it's like, I don't want my baby to hurt. I don't want them to have any trouble. I don't want anybody to hurt their feelings. And God forbid a child's hurt at school by some other kid's words. I can't tell you how many moms call me and go, well, I'm going to call that mom and our kids are getting weak. They're becoming very fragile. And like the glow stick, if we bend it, and I've got one in my hand and I don't know if you can hear it, but as we bend it so that it'll glow, it makes those little clicking noises. And those are the things that terrify us as moms. But once it's done like that, the glow stick glows in the dark. It draws our attention to it. It becomes flexible and we can do different things, make necklaces out of it. My boys used to like to wear them and play games in the dark and chase one another. They're so much more fun. And our children, when they learn to handle those hard moments when life feels like it's breaking them, causing those little clicks and breaks, they become more flexible and they become more appealing to the world. And so we really want to encourage parents to do that. That's just a fun way to look at it. I wanted to look at what God says about it because in Galatians, and it's Galatians 6, 1 through 6, he talks about knowing the difference between carrying a burden for someone and allowing each person to carry their own load. It's a really interesting thought. So when I'm working with parents or when I was raising my own kids, I used to imagine that my children had an imaginary, invisible backpack on them. And when they're infants, they can't carry anything. They just have the backpack on. And as they became toddlers, we start to teach them things, right? We say things like, it's time to clean up, help mommy pick up the toys. And they pick up one or two toys and they put them away. And we just get all happy and excited about it, right? Because when we praise them, they're more likely to do it again. And when they do that, they're putting little pebbles in that backpack. And they're gaining the strength to carry it. And they stand a little taller and they feel good about themselves. As they grow, if we give them more and more things, more and more little pebbles and then rocks and then small boulders to put in their backpacks, they become strong enough to learn how to do things. And that's what God is asking us to do, is allow people to carry their load so that they will become strong. I will always ask myself, when my kids, a friend, my husband comes to me and they want me to help them with something, is that a rock or is that a huge boulder? Because God says to help carry other people's burdens, right? The burden is that big rock that's in the middle of the road and it's blocking my way of moving forward. And no way could one human being ever move it. And so we come along and we help push it out of the way so that they can move forward. The plan is always to be with them. Isn't that the promise that our Father, God in heaven, makes to us? I will never leave you or forsake you, right? He's always walking with us. And he wants us to do our own walking. It was so funny. I had a friend in the neighborhood say to me a couple of days ago, Nancy, my son is not becoming independent. He wants me to do everything. He's driving me nuts. And then she turned around and an hour later, I saw her going down to the bus stop, getting her son, and she was wearing his backpack on the way back up the hill. And I thought, wow, well, no wonder he's not independent. You're carrying the load. He doesn't need to. And then I had to laugh on my way out this morning because I saw this same mom with her younger child walking, and she was carrying that child's backpack too. And she's exhausting herself. And the problem is that because she's carrying these little loads for the kids, she won't have the energy, the emotional, spiritual, or physical to carry those bigger loads when their kids really need them to. When they come home and they fail the test, or their best friend, you know, told them they're moving, those are the times we need to have the energy and we need to really show up, because those are boulders in their lives. And it helps so much to think about the fact that I want my child to fill that backpack up with as much as they can at the age that they are and carry. Because then when those heavier things come along in life, when I'm not there to pick up the pieces and carry things for them, they will know how to do it for themselves. It's so amazing that, you know, we have these kids who are anxious and sad and depressed. And I truly believe it's because they don't believe that they can do these things themselves, because so many of us have been, you know, helicopter moms or have been carrying the loads rather than the boulders for our kids. And two things happen when they become teenagers, which just cracks me up. They will, one, be anxious and depressed and scared to try anything. And they'll be angry and frustrated with the parent or parents or the adults in their lives that have not helped them become independent. I know we all want our kids to be happy and feel comfortable all of the time and nothing hurt them. But if we walk through the hard things, letting them pick up those rocks and larger stones as they go along life, they will be strong and happy and capable of handling 100% more than if we've been carrying everything for them and then yell at them when they're teenagers and go, you're old enough to do this. Why aren't you doing it?
Nancy, I love that analogy. And it made me think of when I was a little girl, we used to live near the ocean and we got word turtles were out. And, you know, I know you've know this story, but it's, they all tell you, like, they're struggling. They're trying to get over those little sand mounds and they're doing everything mm-hmm. they can. And then, you know, you got the birds that are waiting to get them. And then you have the nice little bystanders, you know, who are like, oh, let me help this little turtle. And when they help the turtle and they bring it to the sea, they have not established their lung capacity or their strength, what they need to do to get through the ocean and go on. So people are helping them, you know, like the moms that are carrying the backpacks and not letting them, you know, get the strength and to get through. And then the turtle will eventually die because it didn't go through the process of getting from the egg to the sea. And that's just something, you know, in nature that we see and how they really do have to fight and build their strength to get through that. I love that analogy with the pebbles and then the rock and then the boulders. Great, great word picture there, Nancy. Good job.
Well, it's so funny. One of the other things in nature that I always think of is the eagle, mm-hmm. right? Eagles make their nests out of sticks and brambles, bramble bushes are the thorn bushes. And then they line the inside of it with feathers and fur and soft things, right? And then they lay their eggs, and the eggs are born, and it's super soft and comfy. And as those chicks, the little eaglets, get older and older, and they're getting ready to be old enough to fly, the mom and dad eagle come and start pulling the soft, fluffy stuff out slowly, not all at once, not all in one day, but it gets less and the space that they can be really soft and comfy in gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And pretty soon they're standing on the edge of the nest because it hurts too much to be down in the where it's safest in the nest, right? And they're right on the edge. And it's like, this isn't comfortable here and it's terrifying to fly, but it's what they need to do. And if they don't actually fly, do you know what the eagle parent does? They push them off the edge.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
It sounds horrifying, but you know what they do? Is they fly right underneath their eaglet. And if that eagle, baby eagle, doesn't fly, they come up underneath them, catch them on their back, and fly them back to the nest. And they will knock them off that nest and fly under them until that baby eagle flies on its own. And I think, what a lesson we can learn as parents. Don't make it all comfy and cozy. Let them try, be there to catch them, but let them fail and bring them back and go, you know what? It's not a failure. You learned what you couldn't do, right? So let's try it another way. What's the other way you want to try?
That's so good. I did not know that about eagles. That is fascinating. So, so good.
I love that God tells us, right, that he's going to fly, you know, we're going to fly on eagle's wings. Mm-hmm. He pushes us out of the nest and makes us fly too. And if so, we want a parent like he does.
And it made me think too, when you're talking about that, how we want to take and we're encouraged to take leaps of faith. You know, the only way we're going to change is getting out of our comfort zone. And kids are the same way. You know, if you just keep doing everything for them, they're in that level of comfort. Like, make them struggle a little bit with the book bag and or backpack and, you know, let them do things on their own. Let them pack their lunch. Let them get dressed by themselves. Who says that they need to be matchy-matchy? My niece lets her little daughter just dress herself and the outfits are hilarious. And, you know, let them have those little steps of independence.
Oh, yeah. And I always tell parents, give them choices, but give them choices you're going to be happy with whichever one they pick. Don't ever give them a choice you don't like. So you wonder, wear the green pants or the blue pants because it's 32 degrees outside. You're not wearing shorts, right? That kind of thing. And it's okay if they don't look fabulous. You're right. Today, when they go out, because they're themselves. And lots of people will stop them and go, wow, what a great outfit, as they're laughing because they remember when their own children or they themselves did the same thing. We need to not train independence and individuality out of them.
Oh my goodness, Nancy, so many good nuggets. Well, tell me, and we can put in the show notes too, how can moms find you?
So there's a couple of ways. One is to go to my website, which is Foundational Family, one family, foundationalfamily.com. And then you can leave me a note and I will call you back or reach back out to you in an email. And they can set up, like I said at the beginning, for 20, 30 minutes and we can talk, see what they need, how I can help. But I'm super excited because June 4th, actually my son's birthday, I am going to start a paid subscription for a weekly parent power lunch. And you can get on for a half an hour. And if you can't make it because you're working and your kid didn't go down for their nap when you thought they would, then you can grab the recording and listen to it again. And we'll listen to all the recordings and we're going to keep them all there forever is the goal right now. And if you're interested in that, it's going to be going up in the next couple of weeks. You can drop that in your email to me as well or your message on my website. And I'd be glad to talk to you about it and share the information. And actually, the first five people who sign up, I'm going to give them the first month for free.
Oh, that's awesome, Nancy. Wow. Thank you so much. I will have all that information in the show notes and you can reach out and we can give you Nancy's information because I know Nancy and she has a ton of great parenting strategies from all levels, all ages, from elementary up to high school and beyond. And I am just so thank you so much for your time today, Nancy. It's been great having you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yes. And we'll be looking forward to another conversation real soon. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.